KCRW, It's Morning Becomes Eclectic, and we are so excited for the sophomore release from Alabama Shakes Sound and Color, which is just out, and we're joined by Brittany Howard here for a special session. Hello, Brittany.
Hello, hello.
So first of all, let me just say on behalf of our audience, we love you and the band, and we just are so excited to, from the sidelines, watch you succeed and find an audience, and so much more meaningful because you've done it in a genuine and authentic way. You know, no hype, just good music.
Well, thank you for saying that. You know, I feel real fortunate that we got people who want to listen to what we have to say and the kind of music we want to play. And I mean, it's as simple as that. We keep it pretty simple and don't get ahead of ourselves and just keep it real.
Give us a little perspective on the last couple of years. So much has happened and just you guys growing together. Do you feel like a real family at this point? I'm sure you do.
Well, absolutely, we're a family. Over the past 2 years, well, I suppose we started working on a record. And I guess it just began as kind of like vapors. Like, okay, you know, what kind of record do we want to make? And none of us could really nail it down. We didn't know what kind of music we wanted to make. So I just thought the best thing to do is just to sit down and whatever comes out, show it to the dudes, or let's get together, let's just play on it, see what's going to come out of this and where it's going to be shaped towards. And we just did whatever we wanted to, and it became this record, Sound and Color.
Where does a song typically start? Is it a conversation between you and someone specific writing, or can it start a number of different ways?
Well, if I had to say how a song typically starts, I mean, really, each song has its own story. I mean, some of them on this record are demos I did, and I'll bring the demos in and see if the guys liked them, and if they did, then we'd forge ahead and we'd start figuring out which parts are going to go on which instruments and getting tones for those. And then some songs kind of come out of our back pockets. You know, a song like Shoegaze, we just recorded it in a few hours, done. It was easy. And then a song like Don't Want to Fight took a little more time just because I didn't have any lyrical content. So to say that there's a usual formula, I can't. But if I really wanted to, I could say I'll have an idea and I run it by Zach. And if Zach asks what key it's in, then it's probably going to happen.
Now, you are magnetic, your presence, your voice, but introduce us to the band, if you will, and tell us something about each of them in terms of what they bring to the table, just anything random.
Well, we got Zach on the bass guitar, and I'd say Zach is our research department, and he just brings like a lot of interesting music for us to listen to, you know, he's always into something. And then on the guitar, we got Mr. Heath Fogg. I like to call Heath Abraham Lincoln because he always thinks before he says something, and he takes his time conjuring up an idea, and then when he speaks, it's usually well thought out. And let's see, Steve. Steven Johnson is the fun one. You know, he's a hard-working dude, and, you know, he always faces a challenge, and he always can surprise us by what he's capable of. And, you know, I just always call him a hardworking man, Steve Johnson. And, you know, that's the core of us.
So I enjoyed your set at Coachella.
Thanks.
How did you feel about your performances, week one, week two? And did you have a preference?
No, I didn't really have a preference. You know, festivals are always difficult because you're not in control of your situation. So I'd say it's always a challenge to deliver your best performance under those circumstances. But I think for not having time to do a sound check or anything like that, you know, nobody did. I think we did pretty good, and the crowd was really, really cool to us both nights, and then both weekends, I mean. And then the second weekend, there's a caterpillar staring at us.
This is one of the art pieces at Coachella that wanders around the festival field, so it's always nice if the caterpillar was watching.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
You also played at Sunset, which was just the magic hour.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
Oh, yeah. Weekend two was so hot. I don't know how hot it was. It felt like 100 degrees. And it was just like desert and dry. And then to have the sun set, it felt like a miracle. We knew it was going to happen, but it still felt like a miracle.
So again, Brittany, thank you. Alabama Shakes on KCRW.
I'm going to miss you. And your Mickey Mouse tattoo. And you believe in your heart.
Come out, my rhythm, start the line.
do.
and a 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, I never meant to be the greatest. I only ever want to be your baby. Life's perfect in your gold. Don't ever let me go. Look up. Well, should I stay? Stay alone? I know you ain't not the kind that you be. Trying to be my baby. God help us, help us all. Don't ever let me know to go anyway. Oh!
Thank you.
everybody with Alabama State. Good night.